Chavtes Kislev, we're holding in back in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Siman Amud Beis, discussing Shmira Saguf, how to protect our bodies, the wisdom of Chachamim and the Rishonim to take care of our bodies. We're holding in Halacha Chav Gimel. We're going to go all the way to the end of the Siman to Halacha Chav Zay. So sleep obviously is a very essential part of being healthy, and what's called Shena Memutzas, the moderate type of sleep for the body, is helpful in the digestive system, and it helps also the senses rest. So, Kitzur says, what happens if a person has difficulty tired sleeping and there's no melatonin? So, a person should try to eat food that's going to cause them to go to sleep. Perhaps maybe drinking wine and stuff like that. However, too much eating is also no good, as we explained already, that these vapes that come from the digestive system that go to the brain and have a negative effect. So, that's the reason why a person has to be careful not to have too much of that either. Also, that's the same reason we said a person should go to sleep, should not go to sleep right after eating, because it also causes these vapes to go to the brain. And I don't know if we fully understand the scientifically, but you see how much wisdom they had and things that that take sometimes science a lot more years to find out. Chazal already knew simply from tradition. So in any case, he says also, the Kizu says, that a person should not go to sleep too hungry, so not too full, not too hungry. If there's not enough food in the system, it's also no good, because it will cause the body to end up what's called using the Moisoros. I don't know exactly how to translate that, but basically the leftovers in the body, and cause a certain heat, and it'll create, again, vapors and negative vapors and go to the brain. When a person sleeps, interesting, the Kitzur says make sure that the head is a little bit lifted. It'll help the food go down from the stomach, and the smoke vapes and the vapors will not go to the brain. Average sleep, says the Kitzur, is dafka at night, meaning the best sleep, the natural sleep, is at night, because during the day the heart is actually harmful. Interesting, the Gemara also speaks a lot about that in the Masechta Sukkah. But if a person accustoms himself, then it works. I don't remember why, maybe not here, but the Kitzur, remember that the Kitzur says 6 hours is a good average sleep. The place can bring down between 6 to 8 hours. The Rambam says 8, and more than that. Interesting, the place can say, and the Svaj, the Svam and Kitzur, they bring down that more than 8 is also harmful. Less than 8, less than 6, and more than 8 is not a great idea, unless a person obviously has special circumstances and koichas. Next, what about bathing? Washing. In the old days, interesting, the Kitzur says once a week they used to go to the bathhouse. Now, this is much more elaborate, as the article points out. It was a whole process, and that's the reason why there's also concerns a person had to take into account. So a person should not go into the bathrooms when he's hungry or too hungry or too satiated. Rather, when the digestive system is starting to digest the food, person should wash his body with hot and then warm, meaning lukewarm, and then all the way down to cold, which is something that actually the medical science also tells you. The best thing is to finish off the shower with cold. Not always easy, but that's the best way to do it. And when you go out of the bathhouse, make sure that your head is covered, even if it's during the summer. Person should wait a little bit, be misyasha, get settled, and let his body rest, and then eat. And the best is if a person could sleep a little bit before eating. A person should always try to live in a place where there's clear air, no smog, maybe not China, etc. Interesting, it should be a wide building, meaning open space. And if it's possible, to when a person's in, especially in the summer, in a place where the opening is opened up, meaning there's an opening to the north or the east. The Gemara Baba Basra discusses how these winds have harmful effects. Especially the Kitzur says, not to have anything that's spoiled. We see how many people are affected today by mold. This is something that they knew way long about this concept. Also, a person should make sure, that's why, to clean the house and have good smelling incense and stuff. It's actually very beneficial. Air is good for the body, the health of the body. And it should be what's called memuzag shaveh, meaning moderate and healthy, meaning to say that even the temperature should not be too hot and not too cold. So therefore, a person should not heat up his house in the winter too much. It's interesting. It says that causes a lot of sicknesses. We know that that's true very much. People have the heat too high and then they go outside, etc. Or just the fact that it's too hot in the house actually causes a lot of sicknesses to come. He causes people without das, without their mind, that they're out of their mind by putting it too hot. So what is the average heat that you should have in the home? Enough that you don't feel the creus, you don't feel the coldness, but it shouldn't be too hot. And lastly, when it comes to protecting your vision, your sight, a gift that Hashem gave us, a precise gift for us. So number one, not to go in from darkness to light or from light to darkness. Rather, you should do it in a gradual level. That means opening the door slowly. And we have this a lot, especially today, we have electricity. So to be careful not to, if you're going from darkness, as in dark room to a light room, to do it in a very gradual manner. And the same thing is even going to darkness, because either way causes harm to the vision. And listen to this amazing Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. He says, that's what we say every single day in davening. We say, Amir la'otz v'ladrim alei b'rachamim. Hashem shines for the people on the earth, b'rachamim, with compassion. What's the compassion? So the compassion, says the kid, says that it does it in a gradual level, meaning to say when it comes to the sunset, it doesn't just become dark. Same thing as sunrise, it doesn't immediately come up. It takes step by step. And that's an incredible compassion that Hashem has for us. Also, Oir HaChoizel, interesting, in Kabbalah is a concept of Oir HaChoizel, but that means reflective light, is also very harmful. And that means, if let's say you're living in a house where the window is only for the northern side, so the sun is really not coming from the north, it's just a reflection of the sun, that could be very damaging. So that's something to try to avoid. Even if the windows are to the east or the south or the west, if you don't see the sky through the windows, let's say there's walls and stuff, so that could be also considered ochos. You have to try to be careful. A person also should, when writing or reading, shouldn't do it when it's ben hashmashos, meaning if you don't have electricity, of course, so then it's harmful to the eyes. You're squinting and such like that, and it's overusing the eyesight. A person should not write or read from small little letters. And when it comes to staring, histaklos means gazing into white color. That's what today I think they have different types of whites. So it also is harmful. And that's a gift that Hashem gave us, that the heavens are made of tcheles, not whites. It doesn't harm us. Looking in very dark red is also harmful. And fire, staring at fire is also not very beneficial. It's harmful. Smoke and sulfur are harmful. Thin dust that comes to the eyes is also harmful. And taking wide steps, the Gemara already speaks about this in Exodus and Antidote. I'm surprised the Kiddush doesn't quote, like Abbe drinking from Kiddush and Havdalah, etc. And lastly, he says crying. Crying too much is also not good for the eyes. Worst is too much marital relations. And the best is mitzvah Hashem Bohem Yisrael, which I think means to say that kids are teaching us, you want to know the best thing for your eyesight? Is follow Hashem's dictate and do his mitzvahs.